This past Wednesday, Pedro Pietri, one of the driving forces behind Latino poetry in the United States, died of renal failure. He was 59. Born in Ponce, Puerto Rico, Pietri's family moved to New York's Harlem in the 1940s. Co-founder of the famed New Eurecan Poets Cafe, his poetry and plays gave voice to the lives of Puerto Rican New Yorkers, called New Eurecans for short. Pietri's poems could be savagely humorous, as in this short piece called Telephone Booth Number 905 and a Half, recorded on the streets of New York.
This morning, feeling excellent, picked up the telephone, dialed the number of my equal opportunity employer to inform him I will not be in to work today. Are you feeling sick? The boss asked me. No, sir, I replied, I am feeling too good to report to work today. If I feel sick tomorrow, I will come in early.
But Pietri's most famous work was a more bitter monologue entitled Puerto Rican Obituary. He first read it at the First Spanish Methodist Church when the young lords briefly took over the building in 1969. From the documentary El Pueblo Se Levanta, here is an excerpt of Pietri reading that work. The sound isn't great, but the power of the words is clear.
They worked. They were always on time. They were never late. They never spoke back when they were insulted. They worked. They never went on strike without permission. They never took days off that were not on the calendar. They worked 10 days a week and were only paid for 5. They worked. They worked. They worked and they died. They died broke. They died owing. They died never knowing what the front entrance of the First National City Bank looks like. Juan, Miguel, Milagro, Olga, Manuel, all die yesterday, today, and will die again tomorrow, passing their bill collectors on to the next of kin. All die waiting for the Garden of Eden to open up again under a new management. All die dreaming about America, waking them up in the middle of the night, screaming, Mira, mira, your name is on the winning lottery ticket for $100,000. All die hating the grocery stores that sold them make-believe steak and bulletproof rice and beans. All die dreaming, hating, and waiting. Dead Puerto Ricans who never knew they were Puerto Ricans, who never took a coffee break from the Ten Commandments to kill, kill, kill the landlord of their cracked skulls and communicate with their Latin souls.
The late Pedro Pietri, he died Wednesday at the age of 59.